Chapter 2. The Biltmore Caucus. The Tony enclave of Coral Gables rests quietly amid Miami's noisier, flashier, more famous attractions. To its north, Calle Ocho's Cuban cafes and musty cigar shops, Hialeah's casitas and concrete driveways. To its east, South Beach's neon-lit tourist traps, topless seashores, and speedy cigarette boats slicing through the turquoise bay. To its south, the palm-lined campus of the University of Miami, technically within its boundaries, but culturally walled off. And to its west, 20 miles of suburbia that stretches out, block after block, until running up against the Everglades. The town sprang forth from the imagination of a wealthy heir named George Merrick, who in 1911 inherited thousands of acres of citrus groves and envisioned erecting on the land an American Venice, replete with flowing canals, wide boulevards, and picturesque houses clustered in neighborhood villages with distinct architectural themes. His grand plans were ultimately thwarted by the Great Depression and a pair of havoc-wreaking hurricanes, but he left behind a monument to his vision in the form of Miami's Biltmore Hotel. The soaring Spanish Mediterranean structure, built in 1926 and exquisitely crafted with terracotta tiles, groin-vaulted ceilings, and elegant archways, stands at the center of town, towering importantly over the golf courses, banyan trees, and pricey Spanish Revival homes that surround it. It once played host to a diverse array of early 20th century society fixtures, from Julie Garland and Bing Crosby to the Duke of Windsor and Al Capone. But when Gene Prescott, a wealthy Democratic fundraiser, bought it in the 90s, he was intent on transforming it into a playground for America's political elite. After a $40 million renovation, he persuaded President Bill Clinton to hold a summit of Latin American leaders on its grounds. The first family ended up taking to the place, returning often for vacations and fundraisers, and the Clintons' ongoing patronage turned the hotel into a political destination. Candidates, congressmen, and presidents.